All right, let's dive into this adventure together, and I'm going to ask you to keep an open mind, sort of like we're stepping into a mystery novel. The way God moves in our lives can be pretty surprising, kind of like those plot twists you never see coming in your favorite stories. Today we are looking at the 9 signs that shows our God is working powerful in your life, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests, and we will pray with you. Now, it's true that finding signs of His work isn't always as straightforward as we might like. But trust me, they're there, tucked into the everyday moments, kind of like hidden clues waiting to be discovered. Let's think about it in terms of stories from the Bible, where God's guidance often came in ways people least expected. Take Moses, for instance. He was just going about his day, tending to sheep when boom, a burning bush, and not just any bush, one that didn't turn to ash and spoke to him, Exodus 3:1-4. Or consider Mary, leading a normal life, when an angel pops in to tell her she's going to be the mother of Jesus, Luke 1:26-38. These stories are full of unexpected turns, showing just how God's guidance can come out of nowhere, in ways we might not immediately recognize. So, as we go about our day, let's try to spot these moments, these gentle nudges or whispers that guide us. It could be as simple as a feeling in your heart telling you to reach out to someone who needs a friend, or an unexpected opportunity that comes your way just when you need it most. These are the signs of His presence, His way of weaving His story into ours. Today, let's make it our mission to notice these moments, these soft touches on our souls. It's like playing detective in our own lives, searching for evidence of how God is guiding us, shaping our journey with every step. By doing this, we're not just living day to day. We're connecting the dots, uncovering the bigger picture of how God is actively involved in our lives, in the most intricate, beautiful ways. Let's embrace this adventure with all its twists and turns, discovering together the endless ways God makes His presence known to us. 1. A sense of unfounded peace. Imagine you're caught in one of those crazy storms, not just outside your window, but inside your life. Things just keep going wrong, one thing after another, and there doesn't seem to be a break in the clouds. Now, picture in the middle of all that chaos, you somehow find this calm, this quiet spot inside you that just can't be shaken. It doesn't make sense, right? That's exactly what we're talking about here. A peace that's so deep and so complete, it's like nothing you've ever felt before. This isn't about life suddenly becoming perfect and all your problems disappearing. It's about feeling secure and calm even when the world around you is anything but. The Bible gets into this in Philippians 4:7, where it talks about the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. This means it's a kind of peace that doesn't even make sense to us. It's so profound and complete, it goes beyond what we can logically understand. This peace isn't just a nice feeling. It's like a guard over our hearts and minds, keeping us steady even when everything else is up in the air. Let's bring in some real-life examples from the Bible to paint this picture clearer. Think about Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6. He's literally thrown into a pit with lions because he won't stop praying to God, despite the king's orders. Now, most people would freak out, right? But Daniel, he's got this calm about him. And what happens? He walks out without a scratch. That's the kind of peace we're talking about. Or take Jesus sleeping in the boat during a massive storm, Mark 4:35-41. His friends are freaking out, thinking they're about to capsize and drown. But Jesus? He's taking a nap. They wake him up, he calms the storm and asks them, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" This moment is a perfect example of having peace in the middle of a literal storm. This kind of peace, this deep down, unshakable calm. It's a sign that God is with you, working in your life. It's like He's saying, "I've got you," even when everything else is saying, "This is the end." So, when you find yourself feeling that peace in the chaos, know that it's not just a random good vibe. It's a profound indicator of God's presence and work in your life, offering calm in the midst of your storms. 2. Sudden shifts in perspective. Ever had one of those moments where it's like someone flipped a switch in your brain and suddenly everything looks different? Maybe you start seeing your daily grind, the people around you, or even your big dreams in a new light. It's as if you were looking at the world through one window, and then you move to another window and everything's changed. This isn't just a random change of heart. Think of it as a little nudge from above, a divine hint that there's a bigger plan in play. Romans 12 verse 2 hits the nail on the head with this. It tells us not to just go along with whatever everyone else thinks is cool or important, but to let our minds be completely transformed. This makeover of the mind isn't about getting smarter in the usual sense. It's about seeing things God's way. These sudden shifts in how we see life and our place in it can be God's way of steering us back on track towards what we're really meant to be doing. Take Saul, who became Paul in the Bible, for example, Acts 9. Here's a guy who was literally hunting down Christians because he thought that was the right thing to do. Then, wham, he's knocked off his horse by a blinding light, and Jesus asks him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Talk about a wake-up call. From that moment, Saul's whole perspective shifts. He goes from persecuting Christians to being one of the most passionate spreaders of Jesus' teachings. That's a 180-degree turn if there ever was one. Or consider the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, Luke 19 verses 1-10. Tax collectors weren't exactly loved back then, often seen as traitors and thieves. Zacchaeus was rich, sure, but not exactly Mr. Popular or satisfied with his life. Then he meets Jesus, who simply says, "I must stay at your house today." That encounter changes Zacchaeus's whole outlook. He promises to give half of his possessions to the poor and to pay back anyone he's cheated 4 times over. That's not just a small change. It's a total life overhaul. These dramatic shifts in perspective, where you suddenly find yourself seeing things in a new light, can be a sign that God is tapping you on the shoulder, saying, "Hey, there's a better way to look at this." It's his way of pulling us towards a life that's more in line with what he's got planned for us, a life that's about more than just going through the motions. So, if you find yourself suddenly looking at your life, your relationships, or your dreams differently, take a moment to consider. It might just be God pointing you towards your true purpose. 3. Unlikely doors opening. You're cruising along in life, minding your own business, when out of the blue, this amazing opportunity pops up, seemingly from thin air. Maybe it's a job offer that lands in your lap just when you were starting to worry about paying the bills, or a chance encounter that leads to a new friendship or opportunity you never saw coming. It's like someone opened a door you didn't even know was there, and suddenly, everything changes for the better. Sound familiar? Well, in Revelations 3:8, there's this cool bit about God opening doors for us that no one can close. It's like he's saying, "Hey, check this out. I'm making a way for you, and nobody can stop it." These moments, when doors swing wide open in front of us, they're not just random strokes of luck. They're more like God's way of saying, "I've got your back, and I'm clearing the path for you." Let's dive into the Bible for some examples. Remember Joseph, the dreamer dude with the coat of many colors, Genesis 37-50? He goes from being sold into slavery by his jealous brothers to landing a top gig in Egypt, second only to Pharaoh himself. But here's the thing. Joseph didn't plan any of that. He was just doing his thing, trusting God, and suddenly, boom, doors start opening left and right, leading him exactly where he needed to be, even if it meant going through some pretty rough patches along the way. Then there's Esther, the queen who saved her people, Esther 2-9. Talk about an unlikely turn of events. Here she is, an ordinary girl plucked from obscurity and made queen, all at just the right time to save her people from destruction. That's not just luck. That's God opening doors in the most unexpected places, setting the stage for something incredible to happen. So, when you find yourself facing an opportunity that seems to come out of nowhere, take a moment to pause and consider. Maybe this is one of those open doors God's been talking about. Maybe it's his way of saying, "I see you. I've got a plan for you, and I'm making a way for you, even if you can't see it yet. These moments are like little breadcrumbs, leading us forward on a path that's been laid out for us, even when we can't see the whole road ahead. So, keep your eyes peeled and your heart open. You never know what amazing opportunities might be waiting for you, just around the corner. 4. Divine encounters in daily life. Absolutely, it's like God uses everyday moments to send us messages or guide us along our path. Hebrews 13 verse 2 gives us a heads up about this, reminding us not to brush off encounters with strangers. It's saying, hey, be kind and welcoming to everyone you meet, because you never know who might be an angel in disguise. And by angel, it doesn't necessarily mean a winged creature. It could be anyone sent by God to deliver a message or help us out. These encounters might seem ordinary at first glance, just random interactions with people we bump into during our day. But if we look a little closer, we might realize there's something more going on. Maybe it's a stranger who shares a few words of encouragement just when we needed them most, or someone who offers a helping hand right when we're feeling overwhelmed. These seemingly mundane moments can actually be pretty powerful, guiding us and shaping our journey in ways we didn't expect. Think about it like this. Maybe that person you strike up a conversation with at the bus stop has a message that speaks right to your heart. Or maybe the cashier who smiles and asks how your day is going is exactly the reminder you needed that you're not alone. These encounters might not seem like much on the surface, but they have a way of leaving a lasting impact, nudging us in the right direction, or showing us a new perspective. So, next time you find yourself in one of these seemingly ordinary interactions, take a moment to pause and see if there's something more to it. Who knows? You might just be entertaining an angel without even realizing it, and that encounter could be exactly what you need to guide you on your journey. 5. A call towards compassion and service. Absolutely. Feeling that strong pull to reach out and help others, to serve selflessly, can be a real game changer. And it might just be a sign that God is at work in your heart. In Matthew 25 verse 40, Jesus lays it out plain and simple. When we lend a hand to someone in need, it's like we're doing it directly for him. It's a powerful reminder that our actions toward others matter, big time. So, when you feel that sudden urge to step up and make a difference in someone else's life, whether it's lending a listening ear to a friend in need, volunteering your time to help those less fortunate, or simply showing kindness to a stranger, pay attention. That feeling, that call to action, it's God nudging you to look beyond your own needs and desires and reach out to touch the lives of others. It's like Jesus is saying, hey, when you show love and compassion to others, you're showing it to me too. And that's a pretty powerful motivator, isn't it? So, embrace that urge to serve, to help, to make a difference. It's not just about being a good person. It's about letting God work through you to spread love and kindness in the world. And who knows? Your actions might just have a bigger impact than you ever imagined. 6. Prayers being answered in unexpected ways. Absolutely. When we pray for something and the answer comes in a way we didn't expect, it's a reminder of God's wisdom and perfect timing. Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9 puts it beautifully, reminding us that God's thoughts and ways are on a whole other level compared to ours. It's like he's playing chess while we're playing checkers. His moves are just way ahead of ours. So, when our prayers are answered in ways that catch us off guard, it's a sign that God is at work, orchestrating things according to his grand plan. Maybe we asked for one thing, but he knows that something else, something we couldn't even imagine, is actually what's best for us. It might not make sense to us in the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, it all fits together perfectly. Think about it like this. Maybe you prayed for a specific job, but instead, you ended up with a different opportunity that led you to meet someone who changed your life. Or perhaps you prayed for healing, but instead, you found strength and resilience in the midst of your struggle. These unexpected answers to prayer show us just how much God cares for us and how deeply he's involved in our lives. So, when things don't go according to our plans, let's remember that God's got this. His wisdom is beyond our understanding, and his timing is always perfect. Our prayers are answered in ways that serve a greater purpose, revealing the depth of His wisdom and care for us. It's a reminder to trust in Him, even when we can't see the whole picture. 7. Endurance through trials. Absolutely, when we find ourselves facing tough times and somehow muster the strength to keep going, it's a powerful sign of God's grace at work in our lives. James 1 verses 2 to 4 hits the nail on the head with this, encouraging us to actually find joy in the midst of trials because they build up our endurance and strengthen our faith. It's like God's way of saying, hey, I know this is tough, but trust me, it's making you stronger. So, when life throws us curveballs and we feel like we're at our breaking point, it's a reminder that God's got our back. He's not just sitting on the sidelines watching. He's right there with us, giving us the strength we need to keep going. And even though it might not feel like it in the moment, those trials are actually shaping us, molding us into stronger, more resilient versions of ourselves. Think about it like this. Maybe you're going through a really rough patch in your job or your relationships, and it feels like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. But somehow, you keep putting one foot in front of the other, trusting that things will get better. That strength you find in the midst of hardship, that's God's grace at work in your life, sustaining you and helping you push through. And here's the really cool part. Those trials, those tough times, they're not for nothing. They're actually refining us, shaping our character to mirror God's own. It's like we're being polished and perfected, becoming more like Him with each trial we face and overcome. So, the next time you find yourself in the midst of hardship, take a moment to remember James's words. Consider it pure joy. It might sound crazy at first, but when you realize that those trials are actually building you up, making you stronger, it all starts to make sense. And through it all, know that God's grace is right there with you, sustaining you and helping you endure. 8. Growing desire for God's Word. An increasing hunger to delve into the Bible, to understand and apply its teachings, signifies God drawing you closer to Him. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." This growing passion is God illuminating our way, guiding us through His word to navigate the complexities of life with divine wisdom. 9. Experiencing joy in simplicity. Finally, finding joy in the simple aspects of life, appreciating blessings that we often overlook, is a clear sign of God's presence. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 16 to 18, we're encouraged to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. This joy, independent of external circumstances, springs from a heart attuned to God's enduring presence and love. As we conclude this journey through the signs of God's work in our lives, it's crucial to remember that His ways are mysterious, His presence often felt in whispers rather than in thunder. These signs are not checkboxes to mark off but invitations to delve deeper into our faith, recognizing and cherishing God's subtle, yet profound influence on our path. May this exploration inspire you to look for and recognize the divine touches in your life, knowing that in every moment, God is quietly weaving the tapestry of your destiny with threads of grace, love, and purpose. Let's move forward with open hearts and eyes, ready to see the evidence of His work all around us, in the grand and the mundane, as we walk hand in hand with the Creator through the adventure of life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.